Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITAM.com, and archived on the Society's webpage, c-rs.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, bringing you the best in Russian music, and today is Sunday, July 26th, 2015, and today's broadcast has been paid for in its entirety by longtime supporter Stu Semin from Hinsdale, Illinois, in honor of his uncle and Kresny, Cyril Wadzitsa, on his 90th birthday, and for his uncle Cyril and his aunt Wynne on their 60th wedding anniversary. We will get to Stu's request and his dedication in just a couple of minutes. We start today's program by going off to Vojvodina. This comes from Ruski Kerestor, and this is Mladi Meshats, The Young Moon, sung by Sonia Poldruhi.
Же применил мешать млади и небо ясне, и не пануй за роками, то богатство наше власне, и не пануй за роками, то богатство наше власне. Раз мешать млади шиці, другим паром залюбе. Шмурка скрытым облабеним, Тераз мешать млади швидці, Другим паром залюбеним, Лука по каждой улиці, Шмурка скрытым облабеним. Конарела, як яблоня у заграді, красні плоди нам зродила, зніма серця нашо млади, красні плоди нам зродила, зніма серця нашо млади, тераз мешать млади швидці, другим паром залюбе. Шмурка скрытым облабені, Тераз мешать млади швидці, Другим паром залюбені, Лука по каждой улиці, Шмурка скрытым облабені.
Today's Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program has been sponsored in its entirety by longtime supporter Stu Semin from Hinsdale, Illinois. Stu writes, I would like to sponsor today's broadcast of the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program in honor of my godfather, Sir Wadzitsa, and his wife, Winifred. They will celebrate their 60th wedding anniversary on July 23rd, and my uncle will celebrate his 90th birthday on July 29th. He played for Millikan University's baseball team in Decatur, Illinois. Millikan won 3 College Conference of Illinois baseball championships during his 4 years on the team. He finished 2nd in batting on the championship team and is enshrined among the baseball players honored at the Bottomley Ruffing Schalk Baseball Museum in Nokomis, Illinois. He is a walking encyclopedia on the subject of baseball. He is also the family historian and, as such, did the research that confirmed that his ancestors, my maternal grandparents, were 100% Russian. He is a proud, longtime member of the Carpatho Russian Society. After my Uncle Cyril retired from a career as an officer in the United States Marine Corps, he and his wife settled in Phoenix, Arizona, where he taught school for a time, ran for office as a state representative, and enjoyed his favorite pastime, baseball. Well, happy birthday, Cyril, and happy anniversary to Cyril and Winifred. And I would like to thank Stu Semin for his continued support of the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. And for Cyril and Winifred, we have a Manohaya Iblahaya Lita. And then after that, we have Dajje Bozhe Dobroy Chas. May God give us great times. Thank you once again, Stu. And happy birthday, Cyril Wadzitsa. And happy anniversary, Cyril and Winifred. This week we'll give you the second part of our story of Bishop and Martyr Pavel Gojdič. The progress in religious and spiritual life in the Eparchy of Brešo that followed the personal example and fervor of Bishop Gojdič was interrupted by the events of war, and especially with the coming to power of the communists in 1948. Their ideological program made itself felt above all against the Greek Catholic Church. Bishop Gojdič resisted any initiative to submit the Greek Catholics to Russian Orthodoxy, assisted by the communist power and the power of the state, even though he knew he was risking persecution and arrest, maybe even death. Gradually, he was isolated from the clergy and the faithful. On April 28, 1950, the Greek Catholic Church was forced to quit all activity by the Czechoslovak government, and in 1951, Bishop Gojdič was on trial and was given a life sentence and fined 200,000 crowns. Following the amnesty in 1953 given by State President Zapotocki, his life sentence was changed to 25 years detention. He was then 66 years of age, and his state of health deteriorated continuously. Yet all further requests for amnesty were refused. Although Bishop Gojdič was offered many times to become the Patriarch of the Orthodox Church in Czechoslovakia, he refused these offers, excusing himself and explaining it would be a very grave sin against God, a betrayal of the Pope, of his conscience, and of his faithful, most of whom were also suffering persecution. A great desire of Bishop Gojdič was to die comforted by the sacraments on his birthday. Both desires were fulfilled at a prison hospital in Leopoldo. Father Alois Vranja was transferred to his room, where he heard Bishop Gojdič's confession, and then on July 17, 1960, on his 72nd birthday, he died in the hospital in a prison in Leopoldo. After the Prague Spring in 1968, the state authorities, after many delays, gave permission for exhuming the mortal remains of Bishop Gojdič, and this happened on October 29, 1968, followed by the transfer of the remains to Brešo. Bishop Pavel Gojdič was legally rehabilitated on September 27, 1990. Subsequently, he was decorated posthumously with the Order of Tomas Masaryk, Second Class, and with the Cross of Pribina, First Class. During Pope John Paul II's historic trip to Brešo, Slovakia, he prayed at the tomb of Bishop Gojdič.
from another land. Your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the DCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. Once again, that is the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. Mark your calendars for Saturday, August 8th from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. St. Gregory Byzantine Catholic Church, located at 2005 Mohawk Road in the Brookside Farm section of Upper St. Clair, invites the public to browse and buy kitchen and household items, holiday, jewelry, toys, infant and children's clothing, small furniture, books, sports, household decor, and much more at St. Gregory's Parish Flea Market, again on Saturday, August 8th, from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. For more information on St. Gregory Byzantine Catholic Church's annual flea market, call the parish office at area code 412-835-7800. That's 412-835-7800. Or visit their webpage, stgregoryusc.org. stgregoryusc.org. St. John the Baptist Orthodox Church invites you to their 22nd annual Russin Food Festival. This will take place August 6th, 7th, and 8th at St. John the Baptist Orthodox Parish Center, 722 5th Street in Ambridge. A wide variety of Russin foods, including pierohe, holubka, two kinds of holushka, kolbasa, borscht, soups, salads, and delectable Russian and American pastries available in air-conditioned comfort. All food is available to eat in or take out. Russian and Eastern Christian items are for sale, and the Slaviani Folk Ensemble will perform Russian songs and dances on Saturday, August 8th at 3 p.m. Admission is free, and there are new hours for this year, so listen up. August 6th and 7th, that is a Thursday and a Friday, from 4 to 8 p.m. only, and Saturday, August 8th, from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. So that's the 22nd Annual Russian Food Festival at St. John the Baptist Orthodox Parish Center, August 6th and 7th from 4 to 8 p.m., and August 8th from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. For more information or to place advanced food orders, call John Rigetti at 412-749-0675. That's John, 412-749-0675. As we finish with Od Preshova Drashka Nova from Preshov, There Is a Road, I would like to thank Stu Semin for sponsoring today's Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program in honor of his godfather, Cyril Wadzitsa's 90th birthday and Cyril and his wife Winifred's 60th wedding anniversary. Thank you, Stu, for your continued support of the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Thank you for joining me today, and please join me again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, online at WPITAM.com, and archived on the Society's webpage, c-rs.org, or CarpathoRussianSociety.org for the best in Russian music. We'll see you all next time. Trimajte se krasno tyzhden. Shasliwo. Thank you. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Poloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program.
Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, барсердечно вам дякуємо, що се слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любил наш несний програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT
на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!